Eagerly, Nancy tore open the envelope and unfolded the sheet inside. A bill for the repairs to my car, she told Hannah Gruen. Sounds very fair. Mr. Baylor Weston, who ran into me, shouldn't mind paying this amount. The housekeeper laughed. The garage mechanic was certainly prompt in delivering his bill. I asked him to be, Nancy defended the man. I want to present this bill and the Mapleton garage one right away to Mr. Weston. That's the spirit, came a voice from the doorway. Good morning. Mr. Drew walked in, kissed Nancy, and asked, How are you, Hannah? Carson Drew took his place at the head of the table, then said, Nancy, I learned yesterday that Baylor Weston owns an electronics factory in Stanford. What a break for me, Nancy exclaimed. I can do two errands at once. She told about having seen the name of the Stanford Electronics Company in the diary and her intention of finding out if Mr. Swenson worked there. Excellent idea, said Mr. Drew. And now for more news. You found Mr. Raybould? Nancy asked eagerly. Yes and no. To be strictly correct, I found Mrs. Raybould. Where is she, Dad? At a summer resort on Lake Mentor. I talked with Mrs. Raybould on the phone. She became very upset about the fire and told me she would return today to look into the matter. And her husband? She didn't say where he is and was rather evasive when I questioned her about him. I'd like to talk to Mrs. Raybould, Dad. Well, why don't you? She'll surely stay at the Maplecroft Inn because it's the only hotel within 3 miles of the Raybould estate. My guess is that if you go there for luncheon, you might meet her. That's a grand idea, Nancy said excitedly. I see now why you're called River Heights' leading lawyer. She asked her father if he knew of someone who could translate the diary. I've already checked, Mr. Drew replied, but my two friends who speak Swedish are away on vacation.